AM Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
A recapping some high school sports from the weekend. Saturday, girls regional team tennis meets were held. In first round action in Class 1A Region 1, it was Harlan defeating Atlantic 5-1, Red Oak defeating St. Albert 5-0, Shenandoah topping Corning 5-0, Glenwood beat Clarinda 5-1, Denison over Lamar's 5-4. In semifinal round play, Red Oak topped Harlan 5-0. Shenandoah knocked out Glenwood 5-2. Bishop Heland Catholic defeating Denison 5-2. Also in 1A in Region 2, first round play saw Clark defeat Creston 5-0. Norwalk downed Audubon by a score of 5-0 as well. Well, girls' district golf meets will be held today in Class 1A at the Griswold Golf and Country Club, AHST, Audubon, Coon Rapids, Bayard, Exira, EHK, Glidden-Ralston, Griswold, Nottoway Valley, Riverside, and Woodbine will all be competing. Also in Class 1A today, Mount Air will be host to Bedford, Corning, East Mills, Fremont Mills, Lamoni, Lenox, Nishnabotna, Sydney, and Villisca. Guthrie Center, meanwhile, will be among the teams playing in a meet at Pleasantville today. In Class 2A action today, Clarinda will be the host for Cam, Adair, Casey, Central Decatur, I-35, Shenandoah, St. Albert, Trainer, and Underwood. Also in Class 2A at Ida Grove today, it'll be Maple Valley, East Sac County, IKM Manning, Logan Magnolia, Missouri Valley, Otobolt Arthur, BCIG, South Central Calhoun, and Tri-Center, all in competition. In Class 3A today, at Storm Lake, Atlantic, Bishop Heland Catholic, Carroll, Harlan, Lamar's, MOC Floyd Valley, Sergeant Bluff Luton, and Storm Lake will face off. Also in 3A today, Winterset will host ADM, Clark, Creston, Dallas Center, Grimes, Glenwood, Perry, and Red Oak in action today. The top performers will be advancing to next week's regionals. Well, the only complaint about Matt Kuchar was not winning enough. He picked up a big one, though, Sunday in the Players' Championship, winning the $1.7 million first-place check. That's the richest on the PGA Tour. It was the fourth career win for Kuchar and his first since in 2010. Kuchar avoided the big mistakes that slowed so many other contenders and kept out of the water on the TPC Sawgrass at the end. He closed with a 2-under-70 for a two-shot victory. Several players finished tied for second place, including Ricky Fowler, Ben Curtis, and Zach Johnson. In Major League Baseball action on Sunday, Andy Pettitte made his first Major League start for the Yankees in nearly a year and a half and lasted 6 1/3 innings in New York's 6-2 loss to Seattle. The soon-to-be 40-year-old left-hander gave up 7 hits and 4 runs while walking 3 and striking out 2. Casper Wells and Justin Smoak hit 2-run homers off Pettitte before the veteran pitcher walked off the mound to a standing ovation from the Yankee Stadium crowd. Pettitte came out of retirement in mid-March and had been working out at the Yanks' spring training complex before pitching in several minor league games. He got out pitched by 37-year-old Kevin Millwood, who gave up 3 hits in 7 innings and got his 2,000th career strikeout to help the M's avoid a 3-game sweep. Elsewhere in the American League, AL West leading Texas routed the LA Angels 13-6 to take 2 of 3 in that weekend series. Nelson Cruz went 4-for-5, including a grand slam. Josh Hamilton drove in 3 runs but was held without a home run. Hamilton, the major league leader with 18 long balls, had 9 round trippers in his previous 6 games. Tampa Bay avoided a 3-game sweep at Baltimore by holding on to beat the Orioles 9-8 after they led 7-1 in the fourth inning and 9-6 in the eighth. Justin Verlander struck out 8 to win his fourth straight decision as the Detroit Tigers beat the Oakland Athletics 3-1 to salvage a series split. Scott Diamond pitched 7 shutout innings, and the Twins held on to beat the Blue Jays 4-3 after bringing a 4-0 lead into the 8th inning. Kansas City broke open a close game with a 6-run 9th inning and went on to beat the White Sox 9-1. That's the Royals' 4th win in 5 games. Boston completed a 3-game sweep in Cleveland with a 12-1 pounding of the Indians, blowing the game open with a 6-run 7th inning, highlighted by a Jared Saltalamacchia home run. In the National League, Joey Votto hit a grand slam in the ninth inning for his third home run of the game, rallying the Cincinnati Reds to a rain-delayed 9-6 win over the Washington Nationals. He hit solo homers in the first two at-bats and finished a big day with his second career slam. It came against struggling closer Henry Rodriguez, who had trouble with his control on the wet mound. Bobby Abreu hit a three-run double, and A.J. Ellis added a three-run homer during a sixth-inning rally Sunday to carry Ted Lilly and the L.A. Dodgers to an 11-5 win over the Colorado Rockies. All-star center fielder Matt Kemp, who leads the Dodgers with 12 homers and a .359 batting average, left the game because of an irritated left hamstring after grounding out in the third inning. Atlanta took over first place in the AL East, the National League East, rather, by finishing a three-game sweep in St. Louis, beating the Cardinals 7-4 Sunday. Jason Hayward stroked a bases-clearing double in the third, and Martin Prado, Freddie Freeman, and Dan Uggla each had an RBI in a three-run seventh inning as the Braves built a 6-1 lead. The Redbirds rookie Lance Lynn took the loss, missing a chance to become the franchise's first pitcher to win his first seven starts of the season, dating back to 1920. Giancarlo Stanton's grand slam homer capped a six-run ninth-inning rally, lifting Miami past the visiting New York Mets 8-4. It marks the second walk-off victory of the three-game series for the Marlins, who've now won 10 of their last 12. Josh Harrison's 12th-inning single gave Pittsburgh a come-from-behind 3-2 win over visiting Houston. The Chicago Cubs avoided a three-game sweep at the hands of the division rival Brewers with an 8-2 victory in Milwaukee. Cole Hamels returned from a five-game suspension he got for intentionally throwing at Washington rookie Bryce Harper last week and pitched seven innings of one-run ball in Philadelphia's 3-2 win over San Diego. And Melky Cabrera singled four times to extend his hitting streak to 11 games. Gregor Blanco drove in three runs with a pair of hits, and the San Francisco Giants beat Arizona 7-3 on Sunday. In Pacific Coast League baseball Sunday, the Iowa Cubs beat Sacramento 4-3. Fresno knocked off Omaha 7-1. Iowa is at Sacramento, Omaha at Fresno. Both of those games are late tonight. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In the National Hockey League playoffs yesterday, the LA Kings are stunning the hockey world as they continue their march through the Stanley Cup playoffs. Dwight King scored his second goal of the game into an empty net, and the Kings open the Western Conference Finals with a 4-2 victory over the Phoenix Coyotes Sunday night to improve to 6-0 on the road in the playoffs. The Kings dominated early despite a week off, and they outshot Phoenix 48-27. The Eastern Conference Final starts tonight at Madison Square Garden as the New York Rangers have a date with the New Jersey Devils after a 2-1 win over visiting Washington in Game 7 in the semifinals on Saturday. LeBron James scored a game-high 32 points after collecting his third league MVP trophy in 4 years in a pregame ceremony, and Miami beat the visiting Indiana Pacers 95-86 in the opener of their NBA Eastern Conference semifinal. James also contributed 15 points and 5 assists, while teammate Dwayne Wade chipped in with 29 points. Heat center Chris Bosh didn't play in the second half after leaving the game late in the second quarter due to a lower abdominal strain. He scored 13 points on 6-for-11 shooting. Bosh was scheduled for an MRI to determine the extent of the problem. Game 2 in that best-of-7 series is scheduled for Tuesday night in South Florida. The Clippers have won only their third postseason series in 41 years and just their second since they relocated to Los Angeles from Buffalo when they were known as the Braves. Chris Paul shook off a strained hip flexor to score a team-high 19 points and lead Los Angeles to an 82-72 road victory over Memphis in the decisive seventh game of their opening round matchup. Teammate Kenyon Martin scored 7 of his 11 points in the fourth quarter to help the Clips secure that win. The Grizzlies made just 4 of 18 shots in the decisive fourth quarter. They were trying to become just the eighth NBA team to rally from a 3-1 deficit in a best-of-7 series. And Hall of Fame basketball coach Don Nelson returned to the University of Iowa on Saturday to receive his bachelor's degree in physical education 50 years after leaving school for the NBA. Nelson left school in 1962, needing to finish 8 hours of Spanish and a student teaching requirement. Meanwhile, Nelson took classes as a player with the Celtics and a coach at Golden State. This year, the university finally agreed to waive his student teaching requirement because of Nelson's 3+ decades coaching in the NBA. Nelson, the all-time winningest coach in NBA history with 1,355 wins, says it's never too late to get a degree. He said he was inspired to get his degree by Shaquille O'Neal, who recently went back to LSU to pick up his degree. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.